This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
In the name of the one true God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. So we have this verse, take up your cross and follow me, in our gospel today. And right before that, it says, if any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up your cross and follow me. So I've asked a few people what that means to them, take up your cross, and it's probably what most of you would say. If I would say to you, take up your cross, that means what? Take up your burdens, your worries, your troubles, right? All the things that you carry in this life that we all carry. Take up your cross and follow me. Well, as I meditated on this verse, I thought, why wouldn't Jesus say, leave your cross and follow me? I mean, if I'm following Jesus, why do I have to take all that stuff with me? Why isn't it, leave your cross and follow me? Lindy Black, a wonderful priest, said, and I quote, you don't have to look for ways to carry the cross. Just choose love, truth, and justice, and suffering will come. End quote. And that is why we bother. Because we're looking for love and truth and peace in Christ. And with that comes all of our own suffering. And that is our cross. That is our burden. Everything in our lives to that point. Today's gospel is a tough one. And I would invite all of us to take a look at it and heed the advice of one of my seminary professors who wisely taught us, do not avoid the tough texts. If something is really tough and you don't like it, stick with it and wrestle with it and bombard it with questions, as we have heard in our small group instruction this past week by Rick Warren. We're doing this study in how to look at the Bible, how to live, love, and learn Bible texts. And in it, we're learning different ways of doing that. He wrote a book with 12 different methods, and we're studying just the very first one called the devotional method. And in that section, there are 6 ways. There are many, many, many ways to study the Bible beyond just the literal. Even back in the 3rd century, brilliant biblical scholars Origen and Augustine said there were 4 different levels of Bible interpretation. So to stay at just the literal is not taking the Bible seriously, in my opinion. So in our small group, last week, the very first method in this devotional method of Bible study was to take a verse like this. You can do it with a whole verse or just a phrase, and you look at each individual word in that verse, and you bombard it with questions, and you wrestle with it. And so I picked this one out, and I did that myself this week, and hopefully it will be of benefit to you, because you can do the exact same thing in your own exploration of this dynamic word of God. And the possibilities are endless in your own insights. So, we are going to do exactly that. The very first word, take. Take up your cross and follow me. So as I really just looked at that word, I was thinking, what do you do with take? If you say take and then you fill in the blank, you take what? A rest. You take a vacation. What else? You take a nap. You take a cookie. You take what? Take a light? A fight. You take encouragement. Take, this word is an action word. It's not just take something, you actually take it. You even abide in it. Okay? So that's take. So then the questions come, well, if that's the case, and we're talking about burdens here, why do I want to take my burdens? Why do I want to do that? Why should I intentionally choose to take all my burdens and my worries? Why bother? Why do I want to suffer? Or it could mean we consciously acknowledge our burdens and our worries and bring them into the light and get help with them if we need it and take them as our own. Hold them close, offer them up in prayer. The second word, up. Take up your cross and follow me. So then we think, okay, what's up? You fill in the blank, up on the roof, up in a tree, up in the air, up in a plane, up what? Upward, right? Up a notch, right? We take it to a different level, a different awareness, a different perspective maybe. Okay, so then we say, well, why do I want to take up my burdens? Why do I want to heighten them? Why do I want to really take my burdens, pick them up, take them to a different level? If I hold this long enough, like maybe right now, my arm will start shaking and it's hard and it hurts and I can't do it for long. So why would I possibly want to take my burdens and hold them up? Maybe I put them on my shoulder for a while and I can do this for a while. But after time, even this is going to get really old. So I don't get it. So how in the world am I possibly supposed to do that? Or we can say, how do we take our troubles and our burdens to a different consciousness, to a different perspective? How do we do that? Next word. Your cross. Your cross. Jesus is talking about our own personal crosses. And Jesus knows us better than we know ourselves. All of our past, all the things that come into our brains and say, oh, well, yes, but if you knew what was really in my past, if you knew what I am struggling with and what my burdens are, then you would understand. This is just something I have to just put away somewhere and repress. I'm not going to deal with them. It's too much for me to bear. Not my burdens. I have too much on my plate. By the time I get home at night, all I want to do is have some dinner and lay on the couch and watch TV. My burdens. Or we begin to realize our unique situations can be mined for gold. As painful as it can be, and possibly with the help of a professional if we need that, possibly the help of good friends or support, we can mine them and say, okay, God, this is my life of value to you just like everyone else's. How can I use this situation to honor you? What is your prayer for my life in this situation? Because I don't know what it is. Show me. And now the tough one. Cross. Take up your cross and follow me. Well, when I look at the cross, I think of this. I think of torture and pain and death and destruction and agony. Why do I want to take this up and carry that around with me again? Why can't we just leave our cross? All of these questions keep coming up. We are human beings. The agony and the distress of it. Or As some of you probably have heard, you can look at it as a horizontal and a vertical line. The horizontal can represent our linear thinking, our linear way of looking at our lives, the earthly human part of Christ's mission in this world, and then the vertical as the divine going right through the heart of us, in and through us. We are made in the image and likeness of God. It's only we who deny it, not God. God is right in the midst of us, in the divine moment. And so that vertical can represent healing and guidance, even through our tears. And it's not, these burdens are not to punish us for wrongdoings. Hear that loud and clear. Because then the other questions that come, all right, well then why did my child die? Why is my loved one sick? Why is there war? Why is there abuse? How is it that God could allow these things to happen? Why is there destitution in the world? And we will drive ourselves crazy with the why questions, because I'm here to tell you there's not an answer for that that I know of. If you do, please let me know. Maybe Father Marty would like to do another dissertation on this subject of theodicy. Probably not. So it's really a struggle for us. And the question is not why. The question is what now? What now with this cross? What now, O Lord? Which leads to our next word. And so then in our human selves, we might say, and? Seriously? I'm going to have my cross and you're asking me to do something else? And? I don't think so. Or we realize Jesus is not just saying, take up your cross and leaves it there. He's saying, take up your cross and I'll be there, and I'm going to be leading you, and I'll be with you always, and I'm here right now, and use me, love me, try me, trust me. Next word, follow. And if we take a look to try to bombard that with questions, we might say, follow how? I can't see you. I hear these people talking about following Christ, but I don't know what that means in my practical life. How do I do that? What do I do? Follow Christ. And so you begin to ask those questions of Christ, just suppositionally. If you exist, Christ, show me who you are. Show me exactly what you mean. Where are you? Write it out if you have to. And there's times in all of our lives, beloved, where we all question and doubt. And in those times, go deep. Go deep with it. And be honest with God and engage in a conversation, even in the doubt. And the gifts will be amazing. We pray, I'm asking you, show me. I seek only you and your light. I knock at the door. I know you're in there. I know you're in here. Show me your light and your truth. And then we must listen and watch, because the answers will come. And they'll come to you in your own unique way. Your own unique way. And finally, me. This is Jesus Christ talking here. Follow me. So in the exploration of who Jesus is, and Lent is always a great time for us to say, who do you say that I am? And for us to answer that question, just like it was posed to Peter, who do you say that I am? And begin to answer that question for yourselves. Do you think Jesus is the Messiah? Do you believe Jesus was the Anointed One, God with skin on, God incarnate? And if so, following Jesus Christ means figuring out who he is, developing a relationship, spending time in prayer and in the Bible and in the text. And we pray, I want to meet you. I want to understand you. I want to hear what you have to say to me in your word, O God. I want to learn to love you more, Jesus. Listen to my cross and then tell him your cross, what it is you're struggling with. Give him a chance. And then be open to the listening. We take up our cross and we follow Christ's love, denying the way of the world, money and power and fame, abuse of our bodies, fear, denying that part of ourselves that thinks we can do it without the divine. We can just stay on this horizontal level without any power greater than ourselves. That's what we are supposed to deny when it says deny yourselves. It doesn't mean deny your own unique expression of God, because it's there. It's to deny it when we think we can do it by ourselves. And lastly, we are told, take up your cross and follow me, for what will it profit them to gain the whole world and forfeit their life? Because that's what we do if we think we're doing it on our own. But we gain everything when we are in union with Christ. And we then can take up our cross and follow. Let us pray. Oh God, how many times we want the easy way instead of the challenging way. How many times do we want to set the agenda instead of following you? Help us to say, with all that I have and all that I am, I honor you. I follow. Guide me in your way. Amen.